Hey y'all, so we've been talking about repenting and renouncing, and in the last video I talked about, or the last two videos, I talked about how repentance is like that first step to freedom. It's like that first step to healing. All of those things for your healing process, you must repent and take responsibility, acknowledge your sin, all of those things. And so once you do all of those things, once you confess, once you repent, once you cry out for God's mercy and forgiveness, we now need to understand as we are walking into this freedom that we have been receiving, we need to understand what it means to walk in the Spirit. Because walking in the Spirit would allow us not to go back to that sin. So we talked about how true repentance is a turning away from your sin, right? It's you making a decision and a commitment to not continue to engage in that thing. And so we must understand what it means to walk in the Spirit. Because as we're walking into freedom, we also know that we have freedom from sin. Freedom from indwelling sin. So if you go to Romans chapter 8, and I read the New King James Version, I posted this in my stories a few days ago, depending on when I post this video. And in Romans chapter 8, it says in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. Now, we just did the video and we talked about and broke down what are the works of the flesh, okay, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So in this video, I want to talk about, like, what are the fruits of the Spirit? What does it mean when it says, like, we'll know them by their fruit? They're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And so it says, there's now for no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but who are now walking according to the Spirit. And so we got to understand, like, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? What does it look like to operate in the Spirit? And in verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So there's freedom that takes place once you repent. Once you ask God for forgiveness, once he releases his forgiveness and his mercy, there's a freedom that takes place. And it's the freedom from the law of sin and death. It's the freedom from condemnation. Okay. It says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so if you keep going in verse 5, it says, for those who live according to the flesh, this is what they do. It says they set their minds on things of the flesh. But for those of us who are now walking in freedom, who are led by the Spirit, or who live according to the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. And then it goes on in verse 6 to say, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so one clear way that you will know if you are walking in the Spirit, if you are living according to the Spirit, that instead of, I'll just say it, one way you will know is that there is peace. There is life around you. And verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. In verse 8, it says, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. If you find yourself constantly struggling in sin, if you find yourself unable to obey God, if you find yourself struggling to please God, it's safe to say that you operate or you live according to your flesh, that you don't walk in the Spirit. You don't live according to the Spirit. But it says, but for us, we us people, we are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. So if you're on this live, you operate in the spirit, okay? Because you taking these principles, you studying them, you learning them, and you are literally actively doing these things, okay? But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So another fruit that you will begin to see for if you're walking in the spirit is you live a righteous life. But it says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So all of this is talking about walking in the spirit and how there's a freedom from indwelling sin when you are in Christ, when you have the spirit of God, Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And so we saw how life and peace are manifestations of you walking in the spirit. Righteousness is a manifestation of you walking in the spirit. And then if you go to Galatians chapter 5, and I believe it's 21 through 23, or 22 to 23, it talks about the fruits of the spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so if you find yourself living according to the spirit, walking according to the spirit, instead of you seeing those works of the flesh that we talked about in the past video, instead of you finding yourself constantly completing or engaging in sin, you will begin to see your life produce fruits of joy, love, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So a lot of the ones that we were reading, it talked about how it was a lack of control. You was being very impulsive. When it comes to the works of the flesh, you will see a lack of control. You will see impulsive actions. It says feet that are swift to run to mischief. You will see gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, not evil, kindness, not sowing discord, not strife, not contention, joy, peace, love. So you're not preferring your will over somebody else's. Love is when you put in your neighbor before yourself, you know? And so these are fruits of the spirit. So when we're talking about walking in the spirit, we must begin to see a transformation that's happening after that repentance that looks like, oh, I remember when she used to be out here wild. Now she very self-controlled. Oh, I remember when he used to be out here just rough, running to all kinds of mischief and all kinds of stuff. Now he out here, he gentle. He faithful now, all these things. So we should be able to identify these fruits of the spirit now operating in your life, where those works of the flesh are no longer being manifested in your life. So we want to also make sure that we're producing these fruit, that we're doing what we need to do to see these things happen in our life. And so I just want to quickly come over on here and say that. I hope it blessed y'all. Again, read all of Romans chapter 8 and then go read all of Galatians chapter 5. And I hope it blesses y'all. Bye.